We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 57. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
That absolutely was fantastic. Follow us on Twitter at normally_norm. Check us out on our website, www.normally.com. Or go ahead and email us at normalcrew@gmail.com. I went to church a lot as a kid, and this sounds like some creepy, like chant. Not chant, I guess. A prayer, I guess, is what some people call them.
Prayers are so stupid.
And then they say it at the same time. I am one of your hosts, Leo Albert Goldberg. Wait, we have two Leos in the house. This is no wonder this is the loudest podcast of
guys, I'm sorry, everyone.
You can follow me on Twitter at Kovalik317. I'm wearing a Breathe Right strip currently on every orifice that I have.
He's got a Breathe Right strip over his nose, over both eyes, over both ear holes, over his mouth, even though it doesn't sound like it, over his butthole, over his penis hole, and over another hole that comes out of the side of his body that we always wonder what it is.
I've just never told anybody.
Every time he sits down, there's a weird whistling sound out the side of his body. We're like, what is that?
I really, guys, I'm a big fan. I know I'm going to introduce my two hosts over here. I just want to shout out real quick. I'm a big fan of the urethra. So, shout out to the urethra. We have a very, very...
My urethra needs a ton of love.
Just right in there?
Yeah. Open that shit up and throw that tongue in there.
Baby. Tongue punch your pee hole.
Tongue punch my pee hole, bitch.
We have a very, very special announcement to make here. This next person is having a birthday in 2 days, ladies and gentlemen.
This will probably air on the day of your birth.
On the day of your birth. So, who are you?
I'm Josh Patton, I'm birthday boy.
We get a birthday boy!
Ooh, go, it's so special to have a birthday boy! Ooh, birthday
on
boy!
On Twitter at birthday boy! Pat_ Josh, tweet me, say happy birthday!
Oh, say happy birthday!
And then, but don't follow me.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, if you are currently following him, unfollow.
Unfollow.
Yeah. Unfollow.
Yeah. Oh,
that's me. Hello, I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy, and I am on Twitter at _BPCK. It's not my birthday, I already had a birthday.
So you're the post birthday boy?
I'm post birthday boy.
So birthday boy. So what does that make me? If you're post
pre-birthday boy. Pre-birthday
boy. Pre-birthday boy. Cool.
Yours is,
although you
technically isn't everyone also a pre-birthday boy?
What is it?
Isn't everyone technically a pre-birthday boy?
And post at all times.
At all times. Unless it's never not your birthday in some way.
Unless you're not a boy.
Wow.
Then you're not.
That's true, but I don't see people by sex.
Mm.
Yeah.
You just mention it specifically when you say birthday boy.
Right. Got it. Yeah,
so, if anyone's around listening to this podcast,
big if there.
Feel
big
free
if.
To call Josh or tweet him and say, "Where are you? I want to hang out with you." Because I'm wandering on his birthday. Brian, you're not, so you should be hanging out with this boy, this birthday
what
boy.
What are we talking about?
On my birthday.
On his birthday on Friday. I unfortunately
you're working on Friday.
Yeah, unfortunately. All
right. What time? Night.
Yeah.
Till how late?
Five until like midnight.
Yeah. Midnight. Well, no, that's. You alright? Was that, did you just let the, was that my
hole? That was your hole on the outside of your body.
Working from 5 until it's no longer my birthday.
Oh, got it. Perfect, perfect.
I'm working from 9 to 5.
I'm free. My lady peace will be here hanging out.
Nice.
Maybe we can do something.
Alright.
Well, here's my plan for Friday, since most people are working and can't really do anything. So I am going to have a movie marathon day, and once I figure out the schedule based on times and all the running times and like that, I'll let you know if you want to come for any and or all of it. But I think I'm going to start the day with breakfast at Krispy Kreme in Burbank.
Really?
It has the Krispy Kreme donuts, and then whatever I don't finish, I'm going to sneak into the movies and eat during the movies.
What? Oh, so yeah, we're talking about a movie down at the theaters.
At AMC Burbank.
I was saying that when he does that, he'll be the most popular person in the movie theater because the entire place is going to smell like Krispy Kreme.
How are you going to sneak in a box of Krispy Kreme?
I'm going to have to get some. I have a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to take some to-go boxes from work that are smaller than a big old
Krispy Kreme box.
Yeah. And whatever I don't finish, just put in those and have them in my backpack.
Just stack them.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that video of the man and the two friends, and one of them was snuck in to the movie theater because he was
in a fat suit?
Yeah, made it look like he was in a fat suit.
That's amazing. Yep.
Yeah, and it was literally the guy was like wrapped his arms like inside of his arms, and then his legs were like around his waist, and the guy just had a bunch of super baggy clothes, and he looked like a big overweight man. And then the minute they got in the theater, he was like, whoop, and they separated.
That's insane. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
I was
that
just
going
to say that.
Yeah, they got it from that video, I think.
And it was pretty. I couldn't believe that he was under there.
Yeah.
Like it didn't seem like it could be.
I think
possible.
These two dudes did that first. I think they got the idea from that.
Oh, nice.
I think.
Must have been some sort of
that's my guess.
System suit under there, right? How could you carry a whole man?
You can carry a whole man, not for very long.
Yeah, big old man.
Park. Oh, you big old boy.
Yeah, he like walked out, sat
like
down.
A rascal or something, sort of wheel it in.
Oh, yeah.
Walk the friggin' rascals. So, if you want.
I almost got run over by a rascal.
Lady Peace will get a really big fat suit and a rascal. You
can get all got in there. Clothes. She's super tiny.
Yeah.
So that works.
She could be like my hat.
Oh, yeah, she can just be your little hat.
Oh, God, she's way too tiny. Wow.
She's so
I almost said way too tiny, but, you know, I respect that. You know, her decision to her decision to work out until she's 5 pounds.
Yes,
I get it.
She's 5 pounds.
Her bones have become air.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting. But she's sweet.
And she makes a great hat,
she's
so that's pretty important. In fact, she's here right now.
Yeah, she's hanging out in the pocket.
Yeah.
Pocket, huh?
Yeah.
Pocket, eh? That's what Richard Gere said, huh?
What?
Didn't Richard Gere, that was like a whole rumor or something that like he put
gerbils
up his butt?
That?
Yeah,
that was an old rumor. Yeah.
And then in the 90s
kids would know.
And then in the South Park video game, one of the last levels takes place
in a butthole.
Richard Gere's butthole?
No.
In a butthole.
Slave?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Up his butthole, and then there's all kinds of crazy stuff up there.
So there's a gerbil running around.
Yeah.
Gross,
it's a great game. You guys should play it. South Park, Stick of Truth.
Yeah,
give it a
gross.
Shot.
Fractured Butthole coming out.
Yep, the new one is.
Oh, right. Fractured Butthole. We talked about that on the
we
podcast
did.
Before.
We did. What else is going on, Josh?
Going
on Friday, Thursday night, when the clock strikes midnight.
Yeah, we'll all be hanging out for Thanksgiving.
I'll be hanging there.
It'll be your birthday.
So we'll immediately get wasted and trash Todd and Aaron's place.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Dude.
Fuck that place.
Yeah. Todd and Aaron, actually, I'm going to bring my serving dish that I have because I'm going to make a spicy stuffing. Not too spicy is what I'm getting told.
Yeah.
But also, you know, my dish, you don't have to eat it. I'll do what I want.
Just like Mountain Dew.
But I'm going to make sure, I'm going to pre-crack it a little bit so that when the clock strikes midnight, it's easily slammable on the table and shatters everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
perfect. That's a great idea.
So I'm going to pre-crack it. That is where that story was going. So I apologize if that's as far as it went.
Should have guessed that you would make something spicy. You love a spicy.
Ooh, man, I love spicy men,
spicy
women, spicy gerbils.
Children.
Cool. I don't have yet to meet a spicy gerbil, but well, if
oh, you should meet my lady piece.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Can't wait. I guess I'll meet her when I see her.
Yes, that sounds accurate.
That's how the meetings go. I guess I'll meet her for that.
I should introduce myself with my hand and my name.
nice folks. So, yep, fantastic.
I'm excited for your birthday.
But then
I like birthdays. I like our birthdays.
I've got some plans for Tuesday now that I was unaware of. People conspiring, making plans for Tuesday evening.
I told Brian.
Is this all this Wood Ranch crew?
No, that's what I wanted to find out. Like, so how does it work in terms of other people if I want to extend the invite to other people?
Anyone is welcome.
Okay, so it's
anyone
like,
is welcome.
Not like a group package, anybody can just show up.
There is no group package. Anyone can show up. I told him, like,
so
maybe
tell other people like Seth and Kyle,
12
like
and 15.
Well, what's the plan?
Play the tag.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And before, booze. And I previously would have said Wood Ranch, but now I'm maybe guessing we should do something like a little closer to the place.
Where's laser tag?
Just give me a moment. No, I'm kidding. It's it's right on Glendale or Glen Oaks, I think. I would probably say it's a mile or two from Jewel City.
Oh, okay. Bowl. Further into Glendale?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, it's right across the 134. This is fantastic podcast.
Yeah. This is a great
For all of our listeners who live across the 134,
yeah.
I know
directly across
the 134
is. Wow, yes.
I live underneath it like a troll.
Yes.
Troll person. So, yeah, everyone's welcome. The one thing, they don't have booze. They do have, like, soft drinks and stuff. So, obviously, flash that shit.
Soft drinks.
That's what I'm going to do for the movie theater marathon day, is bring in some booze and buy some, you know, Coke, whatever.
Do you have a list of movies that you would like to
see? Oh, my God.
But
Are we just going to let that pass?
What the movie's playing.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, buy some coke.
What are you talking about?
Okay, great, cool. Moving on, I love it.
And then Coca-Cola, but you took it as cocaine, and now I'm more on board with cocaine.
Okay. Nice. Oh, we're talking about cocaine.
Yeah,
gotta.
Yeah, I'm not freaking out at the fact that he's gonna buy a coke.
I'm on the cocaine train. So.
Nice. You're like you can't even focus during the movie.
Yeah, I feel like that would be terrible for just sitting. Actually, I know it would be terrible to sit and watch 8 hours of movies all high up on coke.
So they got some movies coming out. And
they got some movies. Yeah, they got some movies coming out. Yeah.
Not a lot that I'm like super excited about.
Arrival.
I'm gonna see Arrival. That'll be one of them. Good. But I'm gonna do the old classic illegal thing and buy a first ticket and then sneak into the rest.
Is the AMC Burbank a pretty good one for that?
Where you can sneak around? Yeah, I've done it before. Yeah. It's big.
They have a bar in there too.
Criminal. Yeah,
they do.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Criminal. Do they sell coke?
They sell coke, and it's like, but that's under the table. You got to talk to Jacob McJacobson.
Yeah, you got to
ask for him when you go.
That's such an interesting name.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's his name.
You have to use the secret catchphrase, which is, can I buy some cocaine from you?
Yeah. And he'll be like, you know it.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
So I'll probably see Fantastic Beasts, Ernest Decent.
That one looks good.
I want to see Arrival. I want to see.
I already said that.
I heard Mona. Oh my God. I think it's Mona. Pixar movie.
Mona, Mona.
It's not a lot. Stupid. Allied movie. That's
review
interesting.
Is it just Inglourious Bastards, not directed by?
It looks
Quentin
to me
Tarantino?
Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. There's even a scene I saw in the trailer where like there's like an awkward dinner where they're both, and I'm just like, this is the exact same.
I did actually think that too, because now all of a sudden she had like a gun.
Right.
And it was
right.
Like a super badass. I'm like, oh. It
by the way,
could
I
just
mean,
be,
they are, yeah, they
should
are
we just have a Brad Pitt marathon and just sit, hang out topless in your house?
But are you in Allied? Are you an extra in Allied?
Yeah. They open up the cab.
Out of a cab. Yeah.
You're
what's her name?
Yeah,
Angelina Jolie is there.
Yeah, for no reason.
No reason.
That movie, that Nocturnal Creatures, Nocturnal Animals, that looks pretty interesting.
Nocturnal Animals looks cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I know anything about
Manchester
that.
Manchester by the Sea looks great.
I mean, already your time is
I wanted to watch that.
Running thin.
I know, they don't have that either.
You got to pick a new theater. What's this theater all about?
I don't really know
you should pick the Vista and then try to sneak into the other movies. for those listening, the Vista is one screen.
One screen.
I feel like the Grove could be a good one. Although you're east side over here, I guess.
Yeah. So I'll look. So they just. I've been checking out
The Handmaiden is supposed to be great.
Mm. I don't know anything about that one.
I really like Ace Ventura.
Yeah, I gotta find a theater that's playing Ace Ventura.
I can't believe Taylor hasn't seen Ace Ventura.
That's mind boggling.
What a butt, though.
Yeah, true story. And then, Meghan King hasn't seen Me, Myself, and Irene. There are some things happening in this life.
God, what is happening in this life, guys?
Why are people
shout out to Taylor and Meghan King.
Movies.
Right.
So dumb.
All right, well, that's...
Oh, my God.
It's easily visual.
So,
I'm not saying they're dumb. It's so dumb that people haven't seen them.
Oh, that's a cruel
That means I'm dumb.
So I'll look around. They just, finally released the movie schedule for that day because when I had to check it was too early. They didn't have all the showtime and stuff. I was like, I wasn't thrilled with most of the movies, but I know that theater is easy to do the whole marathon thing on the cheap. But if other places have decent selection, I might. But that means I'll probably have to buy tickets for it. I know you can't really sneak around ArcLight.
No, ArcLight's hard.
Yeah,
the Grove is doable though for sure.
What else can you buy a ticket for, and then once it ends, go to like something else?
A gun show.
True.
You
could do that. Yeah, you could
that's
do that.
True.
You could
that
do that.
Very true.
But I feel like
and then you'll see his guns, our guns.
True. But I mean I think movies are pretty probably one of the only things you can do that with. Like buy one ticket and then how do they know? Because they're on to that, right? They know that care?
I doubt they care. They make their money from concessions and I still buy concessions during the day.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be there all day.
You don't,
okay.
You don't steal those two? You don't buy one and then pretend you work there.
Ton of those little paper cups of ketchup.
I love eating cups of ketchup.
Because movie theaters make like 99% of their income from concessions because they only make a fraction of the ticket sales. That all goes back to the distributors.
True.
And so I don't think they really care if you go see a movie for free, but especially if you have popcorn and stuff like that. Like, all right, we made our money. Granted, probably should be admitting all this on the podcast, but whatever.
Whatever. Nobody's listening to this fucking thing.
Yeah. Except for the
we moments. Gotta go, folks.
Yeah,
we gotta
go. Live on the cheap, man. We need some money.
Well, I'm excited for your birthday, Josh. This is the big 3-7.
I'm excited. For
big 3-7.
The big 3-7, man.
37.
Oh, spoiler alert! You're in the last movie. I'm gonna pull my brains out.
No. All right.
Like
my initial
guy in the theater because I'll be
wow.
I don't have my Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah. You're not even going to finish your Krispy Kreme donuts before you kill yourself?
I'm going to get like 8 dozen, so.
With brain matter. I laughed. My initial thought was...
Shoot yourself in glazes and come out.
Oh, God. No, it would probably be pepperoni and cheese. If, okay.
Are you getting a pepperoni and cheese donut?
If I stab myself, yeah. Let's say if I stab myself, not lethal.
Oh, that sounds hard.
Yeah, but...
Can you imagine having to do that?
What would come out of you? What would come out of you, do you think? If it was like, not, you know, if in a world you're that... You're, if yeah, if your favorite things poured out of you after you stabbed yourself. Yeah,
pizza slices and beer. And
coffee. Beer.
Beer.
Cookies.
Okay. Can we get a little in-depth on the, I don't guess, all of them. What kind of coffee? Mine would be probably a venti iced Americano would pour out.
I don't go to shithole Starbucks, okay?
That's fine. This was not a combative thing. I asked a very nice question about what are your favorite things. I very clearly can tell that. Podcast over.
Gotta go! What kind of coffee? It would just be black coffee that I make in my house. It comes from Stumptown.
There you go. Thank you very much. That's what I was looking for. I do like Stumptown. When I worked at Mess Hall for a week or two, they had...
Josh was calling you. Maybe you should answer on the air. All
right.
Who is it?
On the air. We're doing a podcast.
Don't forget to put the thing closer than mine.
Hello?
Josh. Michael, how are you?
Oh, good, Michael. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I heard that you maybe
did one work. I was leaving it up to fate because I was there earlier today, and now I'm back home. So I was thinking, like, probably not going to want to drive back, but... Yeah.
Tell them you're on the podcast.
Yeah, we're currently recording a podcast, and you're on it right now.
Oh, Michael,
welcome.
Oh, I'm on.
Yeah, you're our special guest. You were already famous. Yeah, now you're too famous. That's true. You'll still get the IMDb credit though.
Yeah, you sound great.
Right.
He's fucking working on
it. Sure, yeah, I actually talked to Chelsea and I was like, I didn't know if it'd be busy or slow for it being the night before Thanksgiving, and she's like, I don't know either. So yeah. If you think it's gonna be slow, I would rather not drive back during rush hour.
Riveting podcast.
Okay, well then great. Yeah, if you're cool with me not coming in, I will stay home. All right. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Michael.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving and happy birthday to you. Great.
The credit is yours.
Talk to you later. Bye bye. All right, I'm off now. I don't have to work.
Was that a person who wants to work, or is that a manager?
That's a general manager. So he was saying that it looks like he's going to be slow based on lunch.
Got it.
So he was going to have some people just not come in, and he already knew that I was thinking about not coming back.
Oh,
so I was
got it.
There, so now I don't come back.
Yay! Wait,
so
congratulations.
And I went to deliveries.
Oh, right, we talked about that.
And then I went home, and like, so I was talking to him when I was there. I was like, because it's the day before a holiday, I can go, probably going to be an extreme.
That can go one of two ways. Yeah. Let me tell you those two ways. Either it's going to be slow. Oh, it's gonna be busy.
Not in between.
No
middle option. And so I knew by the time I came back here, we were doing the podcast, probably having a beer, which I currently am. I probably wasn't gonna feel like going back there, especially if it was gonna be slow. I had to drive there during that rush
hour. You're already in your black button.
That would have been a fantastic dice roll moment. To if we rolled a natural 20, Michael Gallagher, you had to tell Michael Gallagher, I would love the night off because I am drunk.
So I guess he talked to the one of the other managers, and she had mentioned that I was thinking about not working. So he was like, "Well, I'll call him first."
This is great.
Off. So
fantastic.
Now we can have a 4-hour podcast, guys.
Oh, we're doing it, folks.
It's got longer.
We're doing it. Aren't you stoked?
I am stoked. Crack open my ninth beer.
I was going easy until work, but now I'm gonna get crazy.
Nice.
So Josh, you're turning 32 years old. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You're turning 32?
Mm-hmm.
You're so young.
Oh, you're so young.
God, you're so young.
You're a baby.
Oh, you're a young old baby.
Even though
face.
I'm like the oldest person that we work with.
No.
Oh, well.
Well, technically, wouldn't I be? And you're definitely not because
I know. There's one person who is.
What about that really old
lady? Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was. Wasn't her name?
about that super old.
There's probably like five people older. Yeah, five
this
or
has
six.
Been a very unique working experience with like such a drastic age difference where there are so many young
everybody
people.
Everybody you work with, they're fucking on Snapchat all the time.
Oh, babies haven't seen a lot of Jim Carrey movies because they're too young.
Fucking
too
young. Babies with their little butts.
Just on hot pieces.
But good news, guys, they are legal babies.
Hot pieces.
Hot baby pieces.
Okay. We have gone too far. Josh is now super excited to go off work, and he's talking about baby pieces.
Yeah, baby pieces for my birthday.
Well, let me say this. I'm excited to see you once it strikes midnight tomorrow night.
Same. Ditto. Ditto.
Then on Friday, to me, Krispy Kreme donuts and a movie sound good as long as it's a movie I want to see, which doesn't really sound like that's going to happen, actually. So maybe we'll just Krispy Kreme with you and go somewhere else. I don't know. We'll talk about it. But
well, I think the first movie I'm going to see is probably Fantastic Beasts.
I would like to see that.
Because I might do it in 3D. I've heard it's good in 3D.
Nice.
And obviously you can't sneak into that without the glasses, and you got to have the ticket to the glasses. So I was thinking about starting with that.
Yeah.
So that way glasses are done, and then you just sneak into the other stuff. So that's my plan. But like I said, I got to look up run times and figure out my whole day. It's been a while since I've done this. One time,
sorry,
years ago, it might have been my birthday or Christmas, something like that, or the holiday time where they started movies like super early because there's busy all the time. And I think that was my record. I saw four or five movies.
Oh, no.
That's so many hours.
I started at 9 a.m.
Damn.
And I saw, I saw Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. In a theater,
a
and it was just
me. Plus, that movie was long.
Yeah, it was just me and like an elderly lady. And
did you guys fuck?
Yeah, during the rape scene, we looked at super
during
turned
the
on.
Anal rape scene.
Yeah, she looked to me and was like, "You wanna?" And I was like, all
right. Josh, and also Josh carries around the popcorn with a hole cut in the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
So in case it's his birthday, you know, he's got
to
say that.
You got to, man. We've got to.
Yeah,
I've never done that.
I found it much easier than the whole popcorn thing. It's just to buy like a hot dog and like throw away the hot dog.
Use
the bun.
Use
throw
the
your
bun.
Dick in a bun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It hurts though when they bite down on the bun.
For sure. And unfortunately for, you know, everyone who's not fat dick, you got a three, not you don't even have a foot long anymore. You got a 3-inch.
Everyone do you have a real tiny bun?
In fact, maybe just wrap this little cooked biscuit around.
Hamburgers here?
Also, do they know what you're doing with it? So why are you saying you don't need half to bun? You're going to have some 16-year-old chop a bun in half.
Order the hot dog and say nothing. Like, go do whatever you have to do with it after you order it.
The other half
here's
of the hot
what
dog.
I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to buy this hot dog, only half the bun. I'm going to throw the hot dog away and put my tiny little penis in it.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm telling you all this.
For just half a bun, no dog.
Yeah.
You keep the other half for some other unfortunate gentleman who means to do the same trick.
Yeah. He's like,
or just save it for when I come back next time.
You're the first person to ever say this. Also, I'm not going to sell you anything now.
Come on.
Fantastic. No, I would, if you're hanging out in Burbank, obviously when I get off,
the
I would like the bank. I would like to.
Oh, yeah, that was one thing about AMC, because then it'd be right there. Especially I'm all effed up during the. Plus, I thought it was so,
Brian Stoke.
You guys just life revolves around Burbank.
No, it's his birthday. Let him do whatever the hell he wants.
Krispy Kreme isn't Burbank.
And then, so then Tuesday I work, so I won't be able to do laser tag, but I'll come meet up after if you guys are still hanging.
I would probably say yes because our goal is to get to laser tag at like 7.
Nice.
They close at 10. And obviously, we're going to be sneaking in booze and whatnot.
What's
the name of the laser tag place?
I promise.
What's the name and address of the laser tag place?
I promise you. I'll try to look it up. But yeah, I promise, like whatever it is, like Laser Incorporated is not listening.
Laser.
Yeah, it's like Laser. I don't think it's in the title. Something like Fun Zone or something. Like that.
Ooh,
like
it that. Actually might be Fun Club Incorporated.
Yeah.
For some reason,
Fun
that's,
Club
sounds like a great place to have a
but apparently, it's 65,000 square feet.
Whoa.
And it's all jungle themed, apparently decked out right now.
Do they have laser grenades that I can throw?
Thank you.
Can you imagine like it lands and it just shoots lasers off?
Awesome. Awesome.
Do they have, you know what, just bring a real grenade. You'll win. You'd win.
Grenades, real quick segue, we talk about more later, but I've been playing
jump on a grenade for somebody.
Video game Watch Dogs 2. Get me back into my obsession of video games. It's been a while.
Nice, bro.
I've been kind of down and just like stressed and depressed. Video games really isn't what I've been wanting to do.
I feel like it's been many podcasts in a row.
Because it's been like a year that I've been, at least I've been feeling bad.
You got to stop drinking.
No way. But I haven't felt the desire to play games because I like doing that when I
no way.
It's like a fun thing. So usually I just watch stuff, just like chill.
We gotta make stuff. We gotta film stuff that's gonna make us feel better.
Yeah.
Superheroes.
And superheroes.
Superheroes.
I play Watch Dogs 2 because that just came out, and that's been a lot of fun. It's been kind of making me enjoy it and
enjoy life again.
Yeah. Video games help me enjoy life. But speaking of grenades. So you break into different places, and sometimes, you know, it's places legally you shouldn't go, so the cops are there, so the cops come if you get caught or whatever, but some places it's just like a private, like, security guard, and that's it. They're just security guards,
oh, yeah.
They're not the real police, but, like,
a rent-a-cop.
The amount of, like, arsenal that these guys have, it's so funny. These are regular...
Zone Club Incorporated.
These are regular security guards, and if they see you, like, they're like...
Open fire.
No, like, hey, like, you have no chance.
Yeah.
They don't try to arrest you. They immediately start shooting the automatic weapons at you. And they're just security guards.
Yeah.
And then one point I was hiding for a while, and then I heard one of them go, grenade out! Like, why do these security guards have grenades?
That's amazing.
But what security guard, like, okay, get my Uzi, get my sniper rifle, get my grenades for sure. Definitely going to need those tonight. But I just love that these just normal security guard
grenades
have grenades.
What is that?
That's
me a picture of one of the party packages.
Zone fun?
This is the future. This is the future of Josh's birthday right here.
I'm very excited.
There's a bunch of children sitting around a table eating pizza. Did you take a wild guess how much a party package is for, I believe it was 18 people at Zone Club? That's 2 hours rented room.
$1,100.
Okay, wow, that's way maniac. Do you have a second guess?
Yes, $27.
Fantastic. To be honest, it's right in the middle.
Thanks, Josh.
To be honest, it's right in the middle.
It's right in the middle of 27 and 1100?
Yeah, pretty much. 600.
God, so that's like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's kind of directly right in the middle.
600 bones? To have a room? We don't need that shit.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Imagine all the money we're already going to spend on the alcohol we're bringing to sneak into the sodas.
So it's for two games, it's $13.
I really wish you guys were doing this on a different day.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like, when I was thinking about it, I was like, I work, and I would like to go, so I'm slightly selfish.
I mean, what about Wednesdays? We never work Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm.
Thank you.
And now it's, I mean, I guess we can go to it right now. We can go to A. Josh is off. Josh, tell everybody.
Early birthday party all of a sudden.
It helps my nose feel better because for some reason my right nostril, anytime I even get close to touching it, it hurts.
You should do some coke.
Only time I'll ever do coke, done it once in my life, I have to be in a woman's dress.
God. Unbelievable that was. That was unbelievably great.
Well, one of the people who helped come up with this idea at school Wednesday night.
Ah.
God. Oh, right. Great.
It's she's in elementary school. She helped me come up with this idea. She was like, hey, I'm in sixth grade and I like laser tag. And I was like, yo, I'm a 32-year-old male and I like laser tag. Ryan.
Match made in heaven.
Table noise. Match made in heaven. She also, the same person, their other idea was Gun Club. And Gun Club, I think, is definitely we should do it. And I was like, I want to go, but I kind of only want to go if Frank goes with us again.
Yeah. I want to go to that place in Vegas where he knows. Shoot a real rocket launcher.
Yep.
That sounds so insane.
Yeah.
By the way, we should go to Vegas.
Yeah, I got no money.
Birthday. Yeah, we have no money.
Can you gamble with credit card debt?
Yeah.
Double or nothing.
Oh my
debt.
I really don't think you want
to. I bet a credit company that you call like would be into that.
You do like a cash advance with a 99% APR. Fantastic. What else is coming up? Not only is Josh's birthday on a special day.
Black Friday,
which comes immediately after Thanksgiving, folks.
If you didn't know that, what the hell?
Let's all hope just immediately for Josh's birthday, everyone decides to hang out with him and not do some dumb shopping to save $100.
Buying him presents.
Yeah, unless you are buying him presents. That presents are okay.
I have no interest in Black Friday. I think it's disgusting.
I agree.
I never want to do anything that has to do with it ever.
But I like the deals you get online at Amazon.
That's fine. But
the chaos, like the mob mentality of like running other human beings over to get a friggin' TV, yeah, I hate that.
Listen.
But Cyber Monday and just chilling at home buying stuff for real cheap, like every hour, I think, on Amazon, it's like new deals on Black Friday. That's cool because you're not hurting other ones and, you know, making the human race look like idiots to aliens.
Well, we're doing that a lot this 2016, but I think this Black Friday is hopefully, I mean, it's just been getting progressively worse, but you know, people just shop on Amazon.
And our friend Maniacs. JJ has to go out there and hand all those idiots free Coke products.
Yep. That's really bummer.
She has to be at work at 2 a.m.
Oh, perfect.
That's great. Go to Best Buy, stuff like that. I'll do online attendance and give them Coke product.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if we should be saying that, but whatever.
Does Coke make any, any coffee?
Ah, shit. Mm. Although it would be real bad for you, I'm sure. Like, they would find a way to make coffee super unhealthy for you.
Mm. I actually have not even looked at the back of those nutrition facts.
I mean, the second thing is sugar.
No, I said it's if the second one is that, it's not bad calorie wise. It's not bad calorie wise, but like when high fructose corn syrup is like your second ingredient.
Yeah, they are really good mixers though for booze.
Oh, for sure.
Are they?
We're doing Tito's with those the other night. They're pretty good.
Nice. I mean, yeah, that sounds good. Vodka lemonade.
Sure.
Yeah, Josh is off. Josh is off.
Good for
it. Double or nothing.
I got Tito's in there. I got gin in there.
Nice, bro. Do you?
Let's get pointed. Double or nothing. So, but before that, more importantly, obviously, Thanksgiving. We had mentioned. Well, no. then Black Friday, asshole.
Yes, very good.
Come on.
What do you think came first?
You know how many
the chicken or the egg?
Your birthday or Thanksgiving?
Americans were killed because of my birthday? None.
Actually, you don't know that.
They killed them in my name? I mean, I'm honored.
You
this
don't,
one's for honored? Josh!
And I am now your lord.
Honored? Wow.
Everybody knows that Trump is our lord.
If anyone commits murders because of my birthday, then bow down to me, and your sacrifice has been received.
That's good.
Fantastic. You are now on audio. This portion is just like chopped out, and for some reason,
when I run for president one day, this is the thing they find.
Yeah, and it's fine.
Yeah. Like, this guy steals movie theater tickets.
Yeah, no problem.
Incites
murder.
You are 3 years away from being able to run for president.
Yeah, I might do it, actually, because that'll be 3 years into Trump's run. And I don't care that I have no college education or political experience.
Right.
He had no political experience. I've never gone bankrupt. I mean, by that point, I might have. But,
It's either death at a movie theater and giving away free... brain splattered Krispy Kremes or going broke in 3 years.
How much? Bankrupt. If you were really hungry and like you looked over and there was a box of Krispy Kremes.
This is awful.
And you took out the top, like there was one that was like, oh, that's the one I'm going to grab. It's your favorite donut. You grab it. And there's just like, there's like one speck of brain that landed on it after somebody had shot themselves. Like, could you find it in yourself to just like flick that off and eat the donut?
I'd eat it without flicking it off.
Nice.
First bite, brain bite.
Yeah, just lick the brain right off.
And you would,
I'd find a donut with more brains on it.
Yeah.
Dip it in the brain hole.
You eat it, and like, stem cells. Everyone's like, that's not how that works. Yeah. Like, that's not how that works.
Yeah. My body's getting healthier.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to tell on the strawberry frosted what was strawberry and what was brain pieces.
I don't think I've had a strawberry frosted donut.
God, they are so good.
Like really?
From The Simpsons, the pink
fucking
sprinkles.
Yeah.
So good.
Hey, remember when we went to Universal Studios and there was a giant fucking donut you could buy? It was probably like $30, but like it's a massive Simpsons donut.
Yeah, I did not see that.
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
I would have bought that.
It was,
That donut's my second favorite food.
Yeah.
After?
Really?
Pizza.
God, I love donuts so much. And pizza.
And then immediately, third is kale, so he's doing all right.
Yeah, I take a hard laugh.
Pizza, donuts, kale.
Yeah, I love kale.
I want a pizza, but instead of dough, it is a donut. And then
Jesus.
And then it's pizza toppings. Like sweet glazed donut bread.
Bread.
With cheese and marinara, like pepperoni and stuff on top.
I mean, salt. The combination of salt and sweet is delicious.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a donut burger at House of Pies. Or if not, like a Monte Cristo or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
There's... We had
that
a
sounds
donut,
insane.
It was at Blood So's when the World Cup was on.
Mm-hmm.
And... They were like
bacon donut or something.
No, they just didn't like they. We they that was weren't good. They weren't cooking food until like 12 or something, and the game was at 10 or something like that. So they had donuts. They were just giving away free donuts, I think, from Kovacs.
Oh, okay.
And so, but then like 12 o'clock rolled around, and they started making food. And Noah was like, "Hey, give me a give me one of your donuts. And I gave him just a regular glazed donut. He cut it in half and then made a pulled pork sandwich with it.
Jesus.
And it was phenomenal.
Why wouldn't, I mean, if the stuff's smoking, you know, overnight, stuff like that, why wouldn't they just go ahead and open the
That was a long time ago, and they, like, we weren't smoking it all the time like we are now.
Okay.
And so I think it was just like, this is when the food's going to be ready.
Gotcha. Okay. Why wouldn't they just go ahead and start serving food at 10?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to go back to...
But now they just smoke all the time.
Because we were just at Bledsoe's.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to the day that I applied there and got the job.
Yeah.
And then we tried...
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we tried... Well, you're right.
I'm being an asshole, though. But
and we tried food for the first time at Bledsoe's. I remember that... When I first tried that chicken, I was... It was a... obviously, we just went with some friends.
Yeah.
To visit you and watch the Redskins trounce the fucking Packers, which
was
awesome.
God, that was great.
Sorry, Sam. Sorry, Justin.
Not sorry, Sam. Not sorry, Justin.
Damn.
Fuck you both. Go fuck yourselves.
That
go
time, Skins. I was rearranging my room.
Wow.
We were all having equally good
times. Yeah, Josh. This is how much Josh loves sports during like a big game. You know, obviously, like we're trying to stay in. You know, the NFC East and the, you know, the run that we got going on. Josh is redecorating his room.
Listen, I'm a huge fan of reorganization, getting your room right, feng shui, and so forth and whatnot and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Way to go.
I think I'm going to redecorate my room, but it's just going to be the gravity of my room.
Oh.
So
you were able to adjust the gravity in your room? The gravitational pull?
Well, the fact that that's even weird to you is really sad, almost.
Well, I'm underdeveloped.
So when you... Everything's normal here. When you walk into my room, woo, you get immediately... All gravity is flipped, so you turn upside down, your feet hit the ceiling. That'd be pretty cool, right?
That's
all
cool.
I mean,
it's going to be cool.
Yeah, so... Because we all know that the gravity is affected by the moon. And so all you got to do is set up a big old, like, mirror cone... So, like, the moon rays hit your room are, like, spun upside down. It reverses all the gravity.
Oh, okay.
You know, because the moon affects the tide.
May I also say that not all gravity is affected by the moon.
We all know that gravity is a state of mind.
The sun is probably the biggest gravitational
mentally,
pull.
Mentally, and gravity doesn't apply to you.
You gotta have a big old mirror moon cone.
You guys trying to tell me you never floated?
I can't even float in a pool. Okay,
have
actually,
you guys,
I'm really bad at floating.
Have you guys ever been in a saltwater pool? Well, yeah, you have, because you said it was a saltwater pool at Palm Springs.
I was just in one, yeah.
Yeah. Is it way easier to float in that?
I heard it is. Like, the Dead Sea is supposed to be super easy to float because it's so much salt.
Yeah, that is actually, that's just, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Salt Lake City,
yeah,
Utah, Salt Lake.
Yeah, you can just float on this. It's actually, as soon as you walk into the city, like, you're just walking. I forgot what the town next to it is called, Andersonville or something.
Yeah, you're walking
from
Andersonville.
You cross the border, and you take that first step into Salt Lake City, and your leg just flips up, and you get scooped up into the air. And you're just floating around. Sabres floating around.
Fine.
And stuff.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't live there.
Well, Salt Lake City's great.
Yeah.
But it's, like, weird. It does weird stuff to your body because you're not used to it, so there's lots of vomit and stuff.
And Mormons.
Oh, the Mormons.
All the vomiting,
yeah.
Mormons.
And Utah is, a pretty, like, you can't even drink alcohol that's higher than, like, 4% or anything. So.
Yeah.
Plus the women there. Ugh.
Is this from experience?
I thought someone...
No, I've never been in.
I thought someone put salt in their beer the other day. I thought it was weird.
Salt in the beer?
In the beer, yeah.
This isn't a true story, but I saw someone put salt in their beard the other day.
I think you prefaced it with,
really?
This is not a true story.
This is also not a true story, but I saw somebody put salt in their
sounds true, so far. You could go anyway.
Yeah, he knows it. It's definitely not
beard,
true.
He said beard. What other words start with beard?
Well, oh, okay, we're doing that.
A
brasket?
What's a brasket, Leo?
It's kind of like a brasket, but it's got extra brackets.
A beret?
All of these work. Yes, 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 yes.
A beret?
And let me just say again, this is a great podcast.
Thanks for listening to our last episode of the Probably...
No, yeah, so awful. Leo started, and then we went off on a tangent like you do.
Yeah.
But we have Thanksgiving coming up.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. And aside from all the horrible murder and the origin of this holiday, it does end up being a great time to get together with friends or family.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrate.
And you thank each other for not doing any more murders.
Let's go around the table. and have...
Thank you for not doing any more murders.
Thank you for not doing any more murders. Let's go around the table and say five things you're thankful for, we'll go one at a time.
Weren't we also not prepared for the Wilton Way episode? Definitely not.
I'll go ahead and start.
Quick plug, though.
Yeah.
Watch the Wilton Way Thanksgiving episode, guys.
Please.
It's on wildenway.com, I think.
Uh-oh. He was an Indian, and I was the pilgrim.
It's something that I would not have done today.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
It was. Times are different then.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'll start, if that's okay. Sorry.
Five things you're thankful for?
Just one. We'll go...
One, two, three, four, five, six,
stop, seven, please don't do any more. So...
I'm actually going to say my fifth thing, though.
That's fine. Number one for me, it's probably the thing just across all things, I'm thankful for when a woman decides to sit on your face.
Whether you've consented or not.
Or when a woman decides to do it.
He's always having guys do it, though. Everybody just wakes up and okay. Dude sitting on him, mostly me.
Yeah, I am thankful for when a woman sits on your face.
On my face?
And again, this is over all of my other ones.
Yeah. This is the number one thing you're thankful for, yeah.
People say in no particular order, this is a particular order.
Are we going clockwise? Am I next?
Yeah, let's do that.
This is not number one, nor is it number five, nor three, two, or four. I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything.
It is just, it's one of the five. I'm not sure which one yet. I am extremely thankful that I live in a city where I can drink so much fantastic beer. Fantastic beer.
I like that one.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Because we, back in the day, and still now, there's places where all you can get is PBR or some shit.
Like you said, sponsored by PBR as he drinks a sip of PBR. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I like that one. Yeah.
Love beer. I need it to live.
Oh, God.
I'm 100% an alcoholic.
As you told Josh, I'm drinking. I very much enjoy that one. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, beer makers.
I am very thankful for the two gentlemen at this table with me right now.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm making a joke, but it's actually true.
I feel real bad about my number one right now.
Oh,
wow, that was that kiss.
French kiss for all your listeners can see. It's definitely French.
Oh my god.
Super French.
For all your listeners. Okay.
Yeah, you can hear the kiss, but what you can tell is it's a French kiss.
Every single time we say that, it makes me laugh.
Yeah. All you listener.
All you listener. Singular. I like that. Thank you.
My time in LA has been significantly filled with more stress and downs than Chicago was. And I moved to Chicago not knowing a soul before getting there, came by myself. And if I was going through the type of like bad, you know, stuff that I'm going through in LA with that scenario, if I came here by myself, not knowing anyone, having anyone that I was close with, and just feeling like I've been feeling, it'd be way worse. But the fact that I live with Leo and see you at least once a week and we do this kind of stuff like that, like I laugh more on Wednesdays than I do any other day.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel better throughout the week and stuff like that. And so I am legitimately thankful for the two of you guys and Rob, rest in peace. I never said
that. Rob's dead.
Yeah. I mean, like, the four of us came out here together. Yeah. Which, it was a very different experience than when I came to Chicago. Although my brother Nick rode with me when I drove from Georgia to Chicago. And then he went home. But there was a while where I didn't know anyone in Chicago. And it was lonely, but it was also new and exciting like that. And I had some money saved up and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't really... Yeah, there's a period where it took me a long time to find a job, and I wasted a whole month applying downtown, not realizing I had to be 21. That was a total waste of my savings and stuff, but whatever. That was one of those life lessons. But I've hit some pretty low lows in L.A. that have just been kind of really sucked. And if I was by myself, without anyone that I was like super close to, I've met friends here, but I'm not as close to any of them.
Right.
If I moved somewhere else, I would want you guys to go and not some people I've met out here. There's some good people out here, but no one that I'm considered a lifelong, like, friend yet.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah.
I love you, first off. Thank you.
I love you.
For saying that. That was a very heartfelt thing. And again, it's making me feel real bad for my mental health.
The best part is that you kept stressing how that was the most important.
Yeah, we were getting in front of us, you know? People
have a different cycle for other things, you know? And then Josh has bust that up.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll go ahead because that I don't mean to steal it, but I'm gonna say the same thing. We started this 57 weeks ago as best friends, and throughout the entire time doing this, if you listen from 1 to 57, I promise you we've gotten closer, we've grown more together. Like you said, on Wednesdays or Thursdays or whatever day we decide to do it, we're together. Even for if it's an hour, originally, you know, we were together for 4 hours, but it's also
we've thrown it down a bit
but it was just that it's for anyone who wants to listen to it. But sometimes in my head, it's also for, like Josh had mentioned, like sanity, to be honest.
Yeah.
To sit down with two of your best friends, hopefully having, you know, other people on mics, and, you know, getting to know them too as much as I've gotten to know you guys has been a real fucking pleasure. Thank you.
I love you also.
Again, that's probably number two.
You are so. Just a stress.
Like a far
super important.
There's a big gap between one and two.
Ladies on faces.
I mean, that's really good.
Number one.
You can't pop it.
No.
I am thankful. Very thankful. For Lady Buds. Hmm.
This goes pretty well
shapes,
with mine.
All sizes, all ages.
No. They gotta be exactly the butt that I want.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's very specific. I can sort of forget other negatives if there's a great positive butt. So thank you, ladies.
What's the most extreme negative you can forego if the butt is exactly what you want?
Racism.
Whoa.
You
could date a Trumpet.
Homicide.
Oh.
Yeah.
She got a killer butt, and she's also a killer. Fine.
Sometimes those go hand in hand.
Yeah. She kills people with the butt.
No.
I meant the racism, but okay. The racism and murder, but yeah, you're right. Sometimes the murder butt.
Murder butt.
The ultimate.
Literally, your butt kills people.
The ultimate villain of superheroes. Yeah. Murder butt.
Murder butt. No, I couldn't. I couldn't forgive. Racism or murder. But
thank you.
Who do you prefer?
Who got murdered?
Yeah, let's say it's Dexter type murdering, so the murdering bad people.
Right.
Or light racism.
Murdering bad people.
Would be worse or better?
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Like murdering people who kill innocent people.
Yeah, fuck those people. I mean, really, I don't believe that that's
We have a justice system, and blah, blah, blah.
It doesn't
work.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Needs to be reformed. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. But still, ugh, racism, gross.
Yeah, racism is a huge turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But murder?
I would agree.
Yeah. But half our country, quarter of our country wouldn't.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you. I like that. That's that one kind of goes hand in hand for me, because like when you see,
I just fucking love a butt, man.
Yeah,
I just love a butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's nothing like it when that butt's coming right at you, and you hear "Let's face it in time," because that's traditionally what should be said over a loudspeaker every time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like hard to the door. Looking at people, I don't see anything. But you open the door, and realize because they're bent over.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You
and
they start backing into the room and saying, "It's racing time."
That happens all the time. All the time.
You're like, "Oh man, this domino's delivery." If only it was a donut pizza, then this would be a perfect night ever.
Oh,
I had pizza last night.
Hey, it's Domino's.
Me too.
Did you?
Yeah, you also could say that sentence most days.
Yeah.
I would be able to say me too.
I don't eat a ton of pizza. I usually have leftover pizza because. Chad. Yeah, there it is. Where's it from? Little Caesars?
Yeah, man.
Gross. No,
not normally. I mean, normally, yes. But they got a new one.
Murder Butt.
Murder Butt.
Murder Butt.
Murder Butt.
Murder Butt.
Murder Butt. They got a new one that I saw the commercial, like, that's what they got, so I gotta try it, and it's surprisingly good, and I've had it twice.
What is it?
I normally don't like the deep dish pizza, because their bread is, like, the worst part of the whole pizza.
Yeah.
Because it just tastes meh. But, so I don't ever get the deep dish, because it's just more of the bad part. But they, right. This deep dish that they have now, it's a stuffed crust, and the crust is filled with a pepperoni roll filled with cheese.
Fuck.
So it's like a, it's like a long roll of pepperoni that's also then filled with cheese. And so when you bite, it's almost like the crust is a calzone kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, it sounds
and
good.
And it's really, really good. I've had
Jesus.
Spice. I'm going to bring it tomorrow instead of stuffing.
Yeah, fuck spicy stuffing. Yeah. Just bring a bunch of calzone crusted Little Caesar pizzas.
That actually does sound real good. Huh? Nice.
I went to Jones last night after work. With Kelsey.
Ooh, I like Jones a lot.
With their birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a great late night happy hour. Pizzas are like, I don't know, $6 or $7 or something.
And they're pretty good there.
Cool. I've
and
only been good. There that once for your birthday.
I love Jones. Love Matt and Kilby were both working. They're great bartenders.
Nice. Always... Hook it up!
Cool about hook it up.
I was going to order, a really nice friend of mine. I watched football with him, and he hooked it up. So thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome, although I was not able to hook it up as much as I would have liked.
Oh, yes, we tried Shrubbery. We tried that vodka-infused.
Yeah.
Jalapeno-infused vodka. It was good. It was awesome. And that Bubba's was fantastic.
Shrubbery shrimp?
It was,
I was driving home, and there was a lot of traffic, and there was a giant shrub on the highway.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It was that guy's costume.
Did you guys see the fucking image of the 405 last night?
Yeah.
No.
What the fuck was that?
What happened?
A huge friggin' deadlock both ways.
Huge.
Both sides. It was like that. It was a helicopter like panning out, and it just never.
It went forever.
Ended. It was all headlights on the left, all brake lights on the right.
But and what? Do you know what happened? I didn't read.
No,
I don't understand why it was like it, but it was terrible. It looked terrible.
It looked really pretty though.
Number three, I'm thankful for never having to take the 405.
Yeah. Okay, my number two.
Oh, the joke.
That's your number three.
No.
What? Oh, so we can all just joke? Okay.
When can we joke on this thing?
Oh, now it's all about jokes and fun.
Kind of like Brian's, like, you're thankful for where you live. I'm thankful.
Oh, God, butts.
I was hoping you were going to say butts.
Thankful I'm in a place where, you know, I feel like most people that I interact with and stuff all kind of have a similar mindset in terms of, like, you know, how they feel about where the country is going and like what they want to do about it and stuff. I mentioned this on the one when we talked about Trump, like people like my brother who are in a red state and are surrounded by people who might be hailing Trump, you know, alt-rights, a.k.a. racists.
Pretty gross.
So, you know, the fact that we're in a city and a state that
and a group
the majority
of friends.
You know, people that do not feel that way is refreshing. The fact that you're surrounded by people who you can commiserate with and who all, you know, have, for the most part, similar views, so that feels, so as shitty as, you know, I feel about, you know, where things could be headed, at least I'm in a place where that is the kind of general consensus. And not, I'm not the weirdo who's like, what do you mean you don't like Trump? What do you mean you like Mexicans? That's crazy. What do you mean you don't like walls?
Yeah, it's that would be very hard and very stressful, and thus is why I don't live in Virginia anymore. So there's a lot of things that I've seen and heard and stuff like that, even when I go home for like, you know, 3 days or 4 days. I remember I went home for my birthday that one year for like a long stretch of time, and I was like, This is why I don't live here anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because you basically are going back in time, seeing the same people from high school that are doing, you know, either the same thing or what, just not expanding their outlook in life and still feel the same way. And like Josh was saying, like, you know, Trump supporters and stuff like that. I'm just like, good God.
Good God.
At that point, obviously, that wasn't even a question. But like last time I went home, you know, seeing the signs, because it was still doing primaries, but like seeing the signs in the yard being like, no.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So yeah. I agree with that one. Good one, Josh.
It's not a bad state to be in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And not a bad group of friends. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's nice to have the shared kind of things. My third one coming up here, I am thankful for having a supportive, lovely, amazing, could never think bad of me, even though sometimes she should, mother. And on that same one, so I don't have to use another one, my sister, who is married, family, but not all family, so I'm naming just the just the two I care about. But yeah, and the awesome, you know, child that she has that's going to grow up to be just like her, which is fantastic, because we need more people like my wonderful sister. and all my stepdad, who helped raise me and made me the man I am today, because my real dad couldn't be bothered by it, and his family, that also, you know, my stepsisters and brothers and everybody who, again, molded me throughout my entire life to be the person I am today, to do a podcast that no one listened to with a Breathe Right trip on and drink a beer.
Could be worse, but
we're not allowed to joke. So no, that's
we're doing jokes now.
Number three is that. Thank you. Again, that is the number three.
Not the 405 thing.
Not the 405. Right. And also, it's two down from face sitting.
Face sitting.
I want to read a post real quick that my friend had. He wrote this the day after the election. He lives in LA, as we do, and this sort of kind of fits with what I was saying, but at least I'm glad I'm in a state where, you know, people kind of feel this way. And I thought he worded it really well, had some interesting facts, and it was just like an insightful way to look at things that, so I wanted to share. So
man, you already said this, but no one knows that.
No one knows that we've lost audio midway through.
Sorry.
Now you've revealed what's behind the curtains.
I blew it.
You blew me.
Pay no attention to
butts.
The man.
Butts. Always butts behind the curtain.
Butts. This is my friend Nathan Kaywood, and he wrote this. Dear Midwestern states, I am one of you. I am from your loins. I am from the backbone of America, and I understand you, your wants, your needs, your positions. However, I can emphatically tell you, friends and family who still live in these states, you are wrong. The last 8 years, I have had the enormous privilege of living in Los Angeles, California, a city with a metropolitan population estimated around 18.7 million people. It is a hub of immigration and multiculturalism and the arts. Check it. California believes in global climate change. Jerry Brown, our governor, has signed some of the most restrictive environmental protection laws in the country. California has one of the highest minimum wages in the country. California has some of the highest taxes in the country to pay for entitlement programs like unemployment insurance, infrastructure, public schools, covered California. California was the second state to pass gay marriage rights. California passed the use of medical marijuana in 1996. California has strong unions who fight for their workers. California is estimated to have the most undocumented immigrants in the country, two times the next state, Texas. California, by population, has the most veterans of any state in the union, and California has the sixth leading economy in the world. Not the United States, the world. So just to be clear, the entire US, China, Japan, Germany, and the United Kingdom have better economies than California. That's it. The rest of the world, not doing as well. Spain, less. France, less. Russia, less. So please don't tell me global climate change or higher minimum wage or immigrants or gay marriage or unions or high taxes are ruining this country, because look at the facts. California is a state that does all of that, and it's successful as fuck. Wake up, y'all. Now, is this a simplest view? Of course. Are there problems? You bet. But maybe, just maybe, we take a look at some of these things and ask, why does it work for California? And I just thought that was pretty well said.
Yeah, that is very well said. And that not in a bad way. That we say well said.
Good job, Nate.
Well said.
What?
Well said.
Well said.
Well said.
That's very interesting. I find that post very nice and very well written.
If we had some water, we could just secede.
Yeah, we could definitely get the hell out of here, but we need everything else. I find that very informative. I find that very smart. And I loved the use of check it.
Check it.
Big fan of check it. Thank you, Josh.
Well, thank you, Nathan Gatewood.
Ryan.
What?
Let's hear your third.
My third thankful thing. I'm thankful that I have so many opportunities in my life. I've been able to travel many parts of the world, and I've met so many great, incredible, inspirational folks, and I can, for the most part, you know, do whatever I want, and that is quite a privilege that I try not to take advantage of, and I try to use to humble myself. So I'm very thankful that I sort of grew up, you know, in a family that had a decent, you know, some money, and had, you know, all these opportunities, because a lot of people are really living in shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, feel very lucky.
Ooh, that was similar to what I was going to say for my next one, was I'm thankful for...
Ryan, that's a great one.
Don't steal my idea.
What I do have, you know, not necessarily materialistically, but like, you know, gifts, talents, brain, you know. Obviously, there are.
You do have a brain, that's for sure.
I have a brain.
You have a brain.
Until I blow Friday.
It out. Yeah. Damn it. Those donuts going to be good.
But no, like, you know, it, a lot of times it's easy to focus on the things that you aren't happy with and what you wish you could change about yourself and all your situation and all this stuff. And then, you know, you see people, you know, in, on the extremes, live in third world countries or super, you know, dealing with like sicknesses and diseases and dying, and they don't have clean water, to even people that we, you know, that live near us who are just on the street, or even just people who aren't able to do the things that I can. Like, we have an awesome group of people that come to our restaurant every morning, like 2 hours before we open, and they roll silverware. They are, some of them, you know, varying degrees of, you know, mental disabilities.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, mm-hmm. So they come and do this, and it's an awesome community outreach program because they can do this job. And they all sit, and they socialize, and they roll the silverware, and they, you know, they count who did what, you know, how many rolls each person got, and stuff like that. And they're all super friendly and super nice. And, you know, it's such a time, every morning I'm just like, you know what? The things that I'm stressing about are things that they will never deal with.
Right.
Because that's not even a possibility for them to have the chance to deal with these stresses. And, you know, in a weird way, I should count myself lucky that I am in a position that, you know, I have a challenge ahead of me that I have to, you know, get myself out of. I'm dealing with a bunch of credit card crap and stuff right, like right. that. But, like, that's not even, like, they couldn't even get approved for a credit card.
Right.
And I have a ton of advantages. And it doesn't always feel that way, but the truth is I do, and I am thankful that I can live the life that I do and lead the life that I do and have ups and downs and stuff like that. But, you know, there's a lot of things that other people can't do, and, you know, I'm grateful for where I am in life. And so, yeah, so that was actually what I was thinking, and then you kind of said something similar about that, just... Yeah, the opportunities you have. We are lucky, you know, not necessarily financially, you know, but...
No, just, very unlucky financially.
Currently currently extremely unlucky financially. But, you know, with the things that we were just born with privileges and talents and stuff like that, you know, a lot of things that other people have to deal with, we will never encounter. And, you know, I got two legs, I got two arms, I can walk, I can move, I'm not in a wheelchair, I'm not relying on anyone else to breathe or feed me or anything like that, I'm not hospitalized, you know, there are tons of people who are, and they would give anything to be in my situation, and a lot of times I'm upset about my current situation, and I'm sure that, you know, someone else that might look selfish or stupid or and stuff like that, so sometimes you have to make yourself think about that, and I am, and so even though I'm not happy... You know, because I've been happier. I'm comparing this to, you know, how I felt in Chicago, and this is like night and day to how I was in Chicago.
We were young and shit.
Yeah.
Things didn't matter as much.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
Yeah. A lot more stuff was setting in.
That is actually going to be my fourth one. Mm. My fourth one is, I don't mean to jump on you.
Yeah, go for it.
Josh was talking forever.
Jump on me. Jump on me. Sit on my face.
But
Ooh, murder butt.
Murder butt. But I... Man, that mental image right there. I'm thankful for my age. I'm thankful that when I was 19, 20, you know, moving to Chicago at like, you know, such a young age, just literally opened up credit cards left and right, you know, just treating them like it was free money. And as you grow up,
it's not free. It's not just free money.
No, it's definitely not free money.
Oh, got it.
As you grow up and grow older, you kind of realize, because when I was really awful with credit cards when I was younger, and I'm still trying to dig through the shit. But like, I have to, you know, have to be thankful for a sense that I'm, you know, smarter now than I was from everything that happened. So it's like, yeah, that was a ridiculous amount of money to, you know, chug through. But at the same time, I'm now super smart with credit cards and don't miss payments. Super smart with money and just taking care of stuff like that. And, you know, yeah, maybe I'm thankful for money, even though I don't have it. It's still the sense that I'm thankful for it. Like that, if my car recently just basically exploded and the entire thing basically needed to be fixed, I mean, if I didn't have the smarts to have money saved up, I'd be ridiculously shit out of luck. So I'm thankful for age and, you know, the wisdom that comes with that.
We're on. That was your number four.
We're on
right?
four
that was
now.
Four.
Is that Brian's on four.
And to reiterate, thankful for butts sitting on faces.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. Cool. Make sure you mention that every time. What do we say? We're doing five things.
Yes.
I might just do six. So I'm gonna say my fourth one is. I am thankful for music.
I am thankful for it. That was your number four. And moving on.
No, I get it. There's a song that whenever it comes on, it puts you in that place, puts you in that moment. There's a song currently that anytime I sing it or hear it, it makes me think of that person. So I totally get that. Yeah. Like music to me probably does. I mean, you're much more like involved in music and like going to shows and things like that and putting yourself back in those shoes. But for me, it's more like when I hear something, I am transported to a place or somewhere in my mind. So thank you. That's a good one. I like that a lot.
I was delivering for Postmates yesterday, and it was a shitty day. Lots of like long deliveries that took forever. So I ended up making not a lot of money at all. Bad money, actually. And it was depressing, and I hated that I was even doing it at all, that I have to. And then on top of it, it was a bad money day, so I was pissed. And I was standing in Shake Shack waiting for an order for somebody, and it was taking forever. And I was just like, you know, not feeling great about my day. And then a song started playing on the, like, whatever, sound system there that's, like, from one of my favorite bands. They're called the Kings of Convenience. They're not, like, a big band or whatever. And it was, you know, usually when you're in a place like that, you expect just some whatever's on the radio to play.
Yeah.
And it, you know, like, it took me a second to even realize it was playing. Just, like, mindlessly going through my phone waiting for this fucking food to come. And all of a sudden, I'm like, holy shit, I haven't heard this song in forever. It's one of my favorite songs. And it was, like, very calming and peaceful.
Nice.
And I was able to sort of escape for a second, and like nothing else mattered really. And then I realized that situation happens all the time. Like when I'm mad or sad or anything, or, you know, feeling down, my like go-to thing is first to drink, but after that is to listen to music, and it just like fucking transports you.
Yep.
And I can't believe how powerful it is. I can't imagine not being able to listen to it whenever I need to and want to.
Like when that perfect song comes on.
Lifesaver, man.
Yeah. When that perfect song comes on and you're in a moment. And that's why we need to find that song for Josh at the end of his last movie.
Maybe it'll be like Fate, and like the soundtrack the last movie, whatever song is the last one, makes him empty the bullets out of the gun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
And, well, or not.
And stop having sex with that old woman that he still talks to.
Nah, come on.
She's
the fifth thing I'm thankful for.
Oh, God. Well, you're on four, so thanks for spoiling the fifth.
Yeah, spoiler.
What do you got, Josh?
Thank you, music
makers. Number four, I will... Yeah,
thank you. That's a good one, Brian.
I'm thankful for my family. Came from a loving home. And, yeah, I've noticed more as an adult the things that like I've, you know, actually picked up from them in terms of interacting with other people, and whether it's a relationship or a friendship or stuff like that. I realize some of the things I do, like, oh, I definitely got this from how my parents treat other people,
right, how
they act towards each other and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that's where I get this. And it wasn't things that necessarily were teaching me. I was just more, you know, learning because that's how they treated each other and stuff like that. And I was just like, oh, that's how people treat people. And I feel like I treat people very nicely and give people the benefit of the doubt and stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, everyone else does not feel that way. Everyone thinks I'm really mean.
But, oh, yeah. But the shit people say about you, I'm just like,
but they're
floored.
All a bunch of goddamn idiots. And so, you know, that's what my parents always say. And I, you know, thankful for that. But, I was raised, you know, in a religious household and stuff like that. And as I've gotten older, I don't necessarily, you know, hold on to a lot of those beliefs anymore, but the morals of them and hold true.
It's very important.
And so I still treat other people how I wish I was treated and stuff like that. And
wish you were treated?
Yeah.
Not would like to be treated, but wish.
Somebody would treat me well.
Yeah, man. I just waved. So nice. I just waved and this person, you know, let me into their lane. I wish someone would do that to me. But, But no, I'm very thankful. You know, I'm going home this Christmas for it'll be the first time I've been with my family on Christmas Day in 9 years.
Boom.
That's insane.
So yeah, I'm excited to do that. And yeah, I love my family. And yeah, thankful for them. I'm thankful for the, you know, the life they provided for me when I was a kid and my childhood and stuff like that.
Yeah, you turned out pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a friggin' turd.
Wow.
Turd.
What that's a like turd. A, that's like
oh,
a weird turd.
Oh, come on, bud.
I guess I'm on to my last one after Turd McGee over here. Wow. Just finished up his fourth. Number all right, five. So number five, I am thankful for the Wilton Way.
Nice.
That is a real thing. Go to www.thewiltonway.com, and it'll probably redirect you to the wrong site, so feel free to go to
YouTube. No, it's working again, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or, is it The Wilton Way?
TheWiltonWay.com.
The Wilton Way. Or just go to youtube.com/TheWiltonWay. Yeah, that's the easiest thing.
Just go to imbck.com and look for the navigation. There's one that says Wilton Way. Click on that.
Just follow @Patton_Josh and just tweet him, how do I watch Wilton Way stuff? Yeah.
I am excited that we had that moment. It was really fun to watch the subscribers go up. It's always fun to see something that we made randomly one day when we didn't have a script to shoot, and that video is like almost over 500,000 views. Like, it's not a lot, but it's like, for me, that's something that's cool that we had together.
To be honest, I kind of forgot all about it.
And even that, like, we were on YouTube, we were having a great time, and we were making some videos that were great, some videos that weren't great, but they, much like this podcast, we were all together making something. And that is, I think...
We lost one guy.
Yeah, we lost one guy.
Rest in police.
Rest in police. Rest in alive police, whatever that would be.
Yeah.
But he is. We are who we are from much like that, much like this podcast, because of like the Wilton Way, and just creating stuff together is what I miss. And we always talk about it. And when great idea like superheroes comes around, it's
superheroes.
It's such a great idea that it needs to be done, because if not, someone else will do it. And I'd rather have us do it. So I'm thankful for that moment in my life in Chicago. So thank you, Josh, for letting
us. Rest in police, Wilton Way.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great, and we gave up on that shit. But it was great.
It was great. And that also includes Attack of the College Dropouts and all the shows that we did in Chicago, because it, you know, Brought us closer.
I like that one. That's very specific, which I like.
Yep. And that was my five.
Wow. Well done. In order from most important to least important. Yes. I will, instead of making six, like I said, just combine them into one and say that I'm thankful for my support system, which would include my family, specifically my mama.
Oh, yeah.
And my mama's sisters and my papa and you guys, of course, and Chad and my good friends back home, Chris and Steve. And I guess that's it. If I didn't just mention your name, I don't care about you. No, but it's quite, it's obvious, of course, but you know, without people like you guys and them, it's everything's pretty pointless. So
yep. Agreed.
Thank you two for being my buds.
And, always.
And,
always and
my,
forever.
And my brothers.
Oh, shit. Forever's coming up.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, it's been good. Everything's been good. Yeah. So everything's got
to
end. So.
Yeah, I set my alarm to go off when Forever was up.
Yeah. Well, it's been a good time. No regrets. So thanks.
I love you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Love you very much.
Love you too, pal.
Thankful for your friendship.
I love you very much.
Thank you, guys, Mom.
Josh, you two stop French kissing.
We can't stop French kissing.
Yeah.
Wow,
gross.
Thanks. Thank you. Face. And Lumi. Thank you, Lumi.
Thank what? You, Lumi.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed the...
Thanks for loving me, Lumi.
The Judy. I really enjoyed...
Like, you know, went before you got married to someone else.
I really...
Thanks for currently loving me.
I really enjoyed...
Loving me in the past.
The Judy review last week. Thank you.
Jude's. She's pretty great.
Yeah, she's crushing right now. That's awesome.
She's awesome.
She should.
Except she pisses me off on Facebook with all her anti-Hillary.
Yeah.
And not pro-Trump, but just
anti-Hillary. She's more anti-Hillary than she is anti-Trump.
Which is, anti-Hillary's fine, but it's just like, dude, but Trump is like the worst.
Dude, Mom. We should make a YouTube series about her in her veterinary things, saving dogs and the like in Mexico, called Jude's on the Loose. Jude's on the Loose.
Jude's on the Loose.
And it's her. It's all about her, you know, and her fantastic self. And you would be the host, and Josh and I would be the better hosts.
No, well, yeah, duh. Obvi.
We would host you hosting the show. Now Brian's going to talk about
two layers of hosts of a show. How that hasn't been done before. That's amazing.
Right. Cut to just like him and I basically talking about like how bad of like a host you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
we never see Judy.
And we
never on it.
And the thing is, we constantly say get to the Judes.
And get to the Judes.
That's the key.
This is going to be hard to keep saying because Judes sounds so much like Jews.
Yeah. Well, you got to get good at it. Like yeah, I've been practicing.
Yeah, be a real good host.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to work on it.
You got to be able to say the title of the show.
So thank you.
Jude's on the Loose.
Jude's on the Loose.
I thought today actually about starting to write something that was like loosely based on my mom. Mm-hmm. Because it's very, you know, just like business-wise, it's very smart to write something or come up with something that's female forward. For sure. Right now.
Yeah, and I thought about it first, so like give me all the credit in the world.
No. All right,
she's gonna be a very powerful woman character in it.
Oh, absolutely. My mom's strong as fuck.
Jude's on the Loose.
It's not gonna be called that.
Jude's on the Loose.
And there's gonna be airplane sounds right there.
Yeah. Oh god, this is
the logo.
This
will
can
swing.
Be so bad. Why the are there airplanes?
Well, yeah. There's airplanes.
They're looking for Jude.
It's yeah. Just airplanes.
There's airplane noises, and then
they're looking for Jude. Yeah. This is so bad.
Well, we should know where she is. Where she's on the Loose. Good point. And then the logo will fly in. And it'll say Jude's on the Loose. More airplanes.
Well, we can talk about it more, I guess.
Cut to... No, thank you. Yes. And then the dogs, because that needs to be in it. Maybe the planes are dog fighting, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then Josh will intro the show. Hello, everyone. My name is Josh. Welcome to Jude's on the Loose. This is my co-host, Leo. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have reporting...
like in the field.
In the field, lesser host, Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Make sure to call me lesser host at all times.
But most importantly, you know, what's going on? Jude's on the Loose.
He's the host with the least.
So thank you. I'm thankful for that as well.
This is going to be great. This is going to be great. Thanks, Mom. Sorry about that show idea.
I think it's great.
Fifth thing I'm thankful for is table noise.
Yeah.
No, I'll say
I want to be real.
Pizza and video games. Hey, he's got... people sitting on his face.
No, yeah, pizza and video games. Hell yeah. Can you imagine a world without them?
That'd be instantly suicide.
Oh my god.
Like, I joke about it, but if you take away pizza and video games, like, what else am I doing here?
Hold on. Oh my god. Do you know that pizza and video games have ever existed in these last 30, almost 2 years?
I mean, pizza and video games.
All of a sudden, they're both gone, as opposed to they were just never there.
Yeah. So,
man, can you? I have two thoughts on this. One,
oh my god, getting intense.
Like, you know, so much of my joy comes from pizza and video games.
Right.
It's like, that's so much of my joy that just like wouldn't even exist. I feel like I'd be so low.
No, but you would get it from somewhere else.
What?
Kale, donuts.
Yes. But also, what if there's something that doesn't exist that, like, if it did, I would like more than pizza and video games? It just doesn't even exist.
Right.
Like that. Like, if pizza and video games didn't exist, I never knew existed. What if there is something that should exist that doesn't, I don't even know about?
As somebody. Well, gravity for sure. It's state of mind, like you said, so it doesn't exist.
Moon
state
cone. Of
mind. State of mind.
Moon
I,
cone.
I would say that there is nothing that doesn't exist yet that you would like more than video games and pizza.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Of course. I really don't think. I mean, I'm even like instant travel. I mean, that's cool. Ooh, and it's convenient.
Yeah. Oh, I'm reading my buddy's script right now, and there's teleportation in it.
Damn, ooh. Jude's on the Loose.
Yeah. No.
That's how she gets around. She's on the Loose. She's teleporting around.
Then why are the planes in the intro?
Well, that's for that cool sound effect. And cool. And planes are
what's
cool.
The sound effect of teleportation?
Maybe.
Ew.
That sounds like a monster swallowing.
Yeah. Ooh, what if you teleported, but when you entered the room, it was the loudest fart sound?
We'd get over it. It'd be weird at first, but everybody would just
does
like,
it,
well,
does
right,
it does it smell
happen.
Too, or is it
no,
like...
just a loud fart.
Like, oh, Josh got here.
Yeah, so it's like a superhero pops up and says, hey, I'm like, oh, man.
So you could never sneak into a situation. That's unfortunate.
Unless you just got real lucky and it was a silent but deadly one.
Yeah, there's like people... or you shart and then you gotta go. You can't even save the day.
I'm here to help you, but...
waddle away.
I need some wipes.
Or you're trying to save the like woman from being mugged and everybody's just like, what is that? Get away from me. You're disgusting.
I'm sorry. And you're like, you're stirring your super speed. You're...
There's just poo dribbling down your ankle.
This is so dumb. Episode I love
two of superheroes.
Oh, I was gonna say Jews on the Loose, but you're right. Superheroes.
The crossover episode of Jews on the Loose.
Jews on the Loose.
I like that one, Josh. But to be honest, I really don't know if there's anything that could be better. The enjoyment that I have, that I see, that even from myself, like I like watching people play video games as much as I like playing them. And I'm not saying like online, like the Twitch stuff like that. Like I'll do it because it's fun, but I like watching like in person, like seeing the reactions firsthand. That's why VR is so much fun to me, especially when someone hasn't played it yet. But also,
I want to get back on that VR train, man.
Ooh, boy. Ooh, VR train. We got to make you that sexy.
It's been a while. It's almost as good as the cocaine train.
We got to make you that sexy girl eating yogurt. That's a good one.
Make me a sexy girl eating yogurt?
VR, baby. The future.
Okay.
It's a hot piece.
All right.
Hot baby piece.
Ooh, hot piece? Murder butt? Murder butt?
Hot baby piece.
Murder butt.
I don't know. The joy that I see out of like Josh playing Fallout or, you know, us. More in Chicago than now, but like staying up to like 4 a.m. like playing video games side by side is always
I have been staying up pretty late playing Watch Dogs several times.
That's a good sign.
It's been a long time since I've been doing that.
It's a good sign.
That shit cray.
So ladies and gentlemen, that is what your
I'm thankful for coffee every morning. Every morning I wake up.
Don't ever stop talking.
And I make a cup of coffee, and I think is my favorite part of the day. Even at night when I'm going to sleep, I get so excited about waking up so that I could make coffee and sit down on my couch and drink it.
I want Josh and I to just put down, you know, just walk away from the mics, and then you just never stop talking about like what else you're thankful for.
Yeah, you have like 5,000 things.
I'm thankful for. I can't believe I haven't said this yet. I am so fucking thankful for Elon Musk.
Yes,
the fact
yeah,
that he
what?
Was born.
These are Brian's bonus clips.
Thank you to his parents for having him.
Yep.
Because there was probably, I assume there was a moment where they're like, we don't know if we should have a baby. Like maybe it's going to be too much responsibility.
He
or
had
something.
Himself.
He made me did have himself. Yeah. He's so special.
He was just like a sperm, and he made like some solar powered like cells that got him all the way to the egg.
Thank you to Elon Musk. You're making the world a better
Where's
place.
Where's the sun coming from in a woman's vagina?
Say again?
Huh?
If he made little solar powered cells, this sperm, where is the light coming from? I would say a woman's vagina is pretty dark. Then again, I haven't seen a lot.
Not if you put a light bulb up there.
She was sitting on a face that was in a mirror moon cone. And all the crazy
in a mirror moon cone.
And the gravity sucked it out.
Can I ask, what the fuck is a mirror moon cone?
Oh, you know.
No, not an acceptable
podcast over.
Yeah, not an acceptable response.
Giant cone made of mirrors. So when the moonlight comes in, it goes bing, 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 bing. And the gravity's like, what's going on? Everything goes upside down.
Gravity's like, what's going on?
Yeah, man. Gravity, the theory. Yeah, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Let's go ahead and jump into some reviews here.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for.
Yeah, let's end this thing.
Guys, we got to go.
I got to go home and prep my peanut butter balls for tomorrow.
Yeah,
he's got to make food for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I got to go to the goddamn store and buy spicy stuffing. I'll make it way too spicy. No one's going to like it, and I'll eat it all.
Master plan.
Master plan. Master plan.
I'm bringing my famed cream corn casserole.
How Ooh. Famed?
Wait, everybody liked it last year.
I never heard of it.
And well, you were there last year, right?
Didn't hear of it.
You probably had it, and you loved it, bitch.
I'm dead.
Those and peanut butter balls. Going to be hot.
Interesting. Okay. Because what I've heard last year was when Josh came home, he said everything was fantastic, but the cream corn casserole made me throw up.
You're fucking stupid. Everybody loved it. It was so popular. That's why I'm making it again. You guys have no idea. Just wait.
Does anybody have anything they want to review?
No.
We can just get the fuck out of here. I don't know.
Nah, we got to have reviews or something.
Yeah, we got to review something. We can never end a podcast without reviewing.
Okay.
I can go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Boom. Josh.
Josh, what do you want? Boom, Josh. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you, Leo. Josh, mm-hmm. What are you reviewing?
I am reviewing a brand new comic book series called Reborn.
Nerd.
I am so thankful for you. Loving comic books.
Nerd.
Nerd alert. Hey, nerd.
Mm-hmm. Fucking nerd.
What's it called?
Reborn.
Josh.
Pretty sure. Nerdy.
Could you please give us a 3-word review followed... a 3-word review of Nerd Alert. What was it called?
Reborn.
Reborn. Sorry, I was thinking about your name. Of the new comic book series Reborn, followed by the cat meow of of the cat who went through high school being the nerd, but then started going to college and like became cool and started doing drugs and working out and is also really smart. So he ended up being just like this like super successful family man cat with basically everything you could ever dream of.
Yeah.
The description of the cat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Imaginative. World building. Meow.
Oh, he's so content.
Did you not get all that from that meow?
Wait a minute.
I got it because he's so content.
Meow is your third word and your meow?
No, world building.
Oh, got it.
He's so content. Yeah. I get it. I get that. I actually appreciate that.
I am deeming that a bullshit meow. Oh, but do you, boo.
Do you, boo?
People say that. People say do you, boo, all the time.
Yeah, do you, boo. Do you, boo. Do you, boo, murder bot.
So Reborn well is a new comic book series well by Mark Millar, who created series such as Kick-Ass and Wanted, which have turned into movies. This is a new series, and I think it's pretty creative.
Yeah, right.
It's basically when you die on Earth, instead of going to heaven or hell, like those things don't exist, you go kind of like this like interesting like fantasy world where cool. You have, so it's like instead of like, you know, the better you are on Earth, like, you know, the more riches and stuff you have like in heaven, it's more like the better you were as a person on Earth, the more like powers you have like in this Ooh. Afterlife. And Whoa. So nerd. And if you were bad, you do go to this other area. So there are a bunch of like evil people in this afterworld. I don't know. There's only been two issues so far. I don't know, because people do die in this afterlife. So I don't know what happens if you die then. I don't know what the results are.
Then you just
are.
Go to heaven or hell.
Yeah, that's when it exists. Yeah.
This is a little purgatory.
That would be so funny if that's how that turned out. Like, this is all just purgatory and they don't know.
Lost.
But it's pretty creative way to think about the afterlife. I've never seen like this exact approach. It's like fantasy stuff. Like they have swords and shields, but there's also like technology, and it's just like this crazy like world that he's building. Seems pretty cool. Read the first two issues. That's all it's been out so far. But like the artwork is cool.
Where do you where are you reading?
Comixology.
Fantastic. Everyone check out Comixology. That's what I was going
to
say.
I subscribe to it, so it just automatically downloads. You know, every month.
You got
to
get yourself an iPad.
Yeah,
he's gonna get a Microsoft Surface Pro bullshit thing.
You could sit in bed and be like,
someone can sit on my face while I read the comics.
Yeah, okay, right.
I don't know how that's gonna happen.
Don't even have to ask. Me and Leo are both
in. Hey, don't throw me in on this. Don't loop me in on this.
You had us at just reading the comics. We filled in the rest, which was sitting on your face.
Have you tried using that other computer that we have out here to look at Comixology?
No,
like popping it out and like scrolling. It could be easily used as an iPad.
Good. Yeah, we got a little weird little laptop thing out there.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Then the thing pops out. Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you want to review?
I don't know.
Yeah, what are you going to review?
I'm going to review King's Hawaiian Rolls.
Interesting. Great. Hey, Leo.
Go ahead, Josh.
Leo.
Yes, sir.
Could you please give us all a three-word review of... the brand of rolls that I have three packs of sitting on the counter.
Of course.
That I will be bringing to Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Of course.
Which is King's Hawaiian Rolls.
Excellent.
Followed by a meow of a cat that accidentally fell into the dough and got cooked into a roll.
Oh, God. I hope that doesn't happen.
What are you doing in that roll factory?
To Hawaii.
What are you doing? Hey, cat, what are you doing in that roll factory? Fantastic. Thank you, Josh. I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Moist.
I wish somehow moist was always one of my three words.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Start now. Never too late to start.
Yeah.
Carbs.
Oh, nice.
True. Informative.
I've lost my balance.
What? Mm-hmm. Sounds right. Adds up.
The cat lost its balance and it fell on the roll. It fell on the mixture.
Oh, that's it. Okay, great. All right.
Sweet.
Do you want to explain yourself a little bit? Go into detail with the words?
Fantastic. I would love to. Sweet.
Go, please start.
Yeah. I'm going right now. Please stop.
What's the first word? Sweet?
Sweet.
Continue.
King's Hawaiian. Very sweet. They're a nice sweet roll. moist. They're very fresh. They keep very fresh.
Hope
they're
so. Sweet. I bought them weeks ago.
They're so, they're sweet. They're moist. They're carbs because they're bread, but they're delicious. Give them a delicious.
Delicious. Delicious. It's delicious mixed with yum.
Hashtag delicious.
Delicious. That's delicious.
Murderbutt. PBR. Hashtag delicious. Delicious. Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
They're really good.
That's my review of King's Hawaiian Rolls.
Solid review.
Brian, what do you got?
I'm going to review a podcast.
Cool.
Ours?
This is cool. This one. I hate it.
Those are the three words. I hate
three words. I hate it. Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Could you please, what are you going to review? What podcast?
The Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Oh, fantastic. Could you please, three-word review, mm-hmm. The Probably Sounds Awful podcast, mm-hmm. followed by your impression, like your meow impression, of when you said, hey, we're actually going to come over and do this podcast. And during right before episode one, when we said, like, hey, Wednesday, let's do this.
So my meow is what a cat would think of that?
Think of that. Yeah. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
It doesn't to me, but thank you for saying it makes sense. Delicious.
Stupid. unfocused. Entertaining. Meow.
Hell yeah.
You know what? Explain those words. I agree with most of them.
I listen to at least part of all of our podcasts. I'll always start it, and if I get bored, I'll stop, but sometimes I go through all of it. But it is...
You're the only listener.
We are stupid. We're all stupid in a good way, but man, is it stupid. It is so all over the place, which I actually like. I like that it's unfocused because the tangents we go on are... Table noise. One of the things that Josh is thankful for. The tangents that we go on are sort of keep it interesting for me. Like, that's why I keep listening, I feel like, is because all of a sudden it's just somewhere else. I'm like, oh, where's this going to go? And I do have to say, when I listen to it, I'm like, really, it really makes me happy that we do it. And I hope that other people are entertained by it, because I certainly am.
It was a topic of conversation on Tuesday when Josh and I got off. There were some people that had never heard about it or knew that we did it. Mm-hmm. And they seemed excited to give it a listen.
Oh, cool.
So
hopefully they like it.
Yeah, word is spreading from, you know, what like one person says to another. Mm-hmm. That's all we got so far. But word is spreading.
Word is
spreading.
Two people know.
Boom!
Is it too late to change? Because I kind of don't really want to do a King's Hawaiian. I've already done it. Can I do another one?
Oh, God. Can we just stop?
I'm thinking about reviewing. Man, why is it dark out at 5 o'clock?
It is dark out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very dark. Like, I crazy. Feel like I can't even like see the board right now, nor do I care. It probably doesn't work anyway.
I'm going to be cold.
Yeah, you're driving a little hog. You know what? Let's do one last thing, and then we're going to get out of here, folks. We're gonna switch things up. We're going to switch gears. We normally go ahead and end the podcast after reviews, but we have a very special moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to go super quick. We have to say rest in police to one of our segments. Ladies and gentlemen,
we're killing something off. How come I don't know about this?
Ladies and gentlemen, James Corner is coming to an end.
Oh, right.
Because the series of tweets that Josh is going to read, there is nothing much else to say after you hear these tweets or texts. Hopefully, he's not tweeting at Josh all this. these texts. And when it's said and done, we'll say our goodbyes. But I think this is big. It needs to be killed.
Yeah, because crazy James, find out.
Getting real crazy?
Yeah, a little more racist, James.
So let's go ahead and say rest in police, James Corner.
So I initiated a text of the day with James because I was going to shower before work because I desperately needed one and the water was off.
Fantastic.
I said, hey, James, when will the water be back on? He says, last night, street pipe broken, water shut down by DWP, probably till 4 p.m. I wrote, no. He said, LOL.
Hilarious.
I said, I have to go to work and I really need a shower. This sucks. He says, me no shower for 4 days. So I sent him an emoji of the very surprised face.
Yep.
He says, yeah, it sucks. Later that day, Leo saw a woman, one of our neighbors, going to our building swimming pool with buckets and scooping some water out.
And I said, miss, are you taking those buckets to get water from the pool? And she turns around and gives me probably the most evil glare I think I've gotten in my entire life.
So I'm not sure what you're going to use that for, because anything that you would normally use regular water for, I don't think you would wouldn't work. Want use substitute pool with chlorine water.
What the fuck?
So then he...
Apartment well, available except for across, drinking. Apartment yeah. available across yeah. the hall from us in about a month.
Then he says, people are taking water from pool. Third world country it has been for years. Trump believes in America first, unlike Obama. He was meant to be the new president. Half the U.S. population thinks so. I said, half the U.S. population didn't vote. So less than a quarter of the population thinks so. Hillary had more popular votes. Trump loves pool water. He says, Hillary has more votes and she was more popular. True. She loves pool water too.
You know that.
This is so bizarre.
Yeah. He says, them protesters in DTLA. Too many morons. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. I said,
amazing, amazing.
And then I, you know, he says he loves you. I said, Brian was at the protest. And he says, indeed, I knew he'd vote for Hillary. He's a gentleman, not one of them barbarians. And then he starts talking about the new people that are moving in. A married couple from Minnesota. This is no segue into this. Just a married couple from Minnesota. They're about my age, moving in next week. White people, very civilized, amateur, nice people. They moved to LA over 5 years ago. They got a cat.
Oh, man. How do we kill this segment? It's got to go.
It's amazing.
And then later, I was at work at this point. He just texted me, water is on. I was like, I'm at work. Can you bring me some water so I can shower? He says, shower at friend's house, coworker, or Brian's house. You working hard, Josh. You and Leo working many hours. Not quite 40 hours, right? Tell Brian not to protest from now till New Year's. It's not worth it. And tell him to get a car and stop being like a bandit. You get to eat good food at work. And that was it.
So, what? Ladies and gentlemen.
I thought that was going to be way worse.
Well, he has said stuff before. Like, we found out the reason why he likes Trump is for all the racist reasons. Like, I think the number one reason why he likes Trump is that Trump's going to build a wall. Like, he's told me before, build that wall. Like, that's why he's excited. Like, he's not white, but yeah, he's very racist.
Yeah.
Against other not white racists. Right. He's not like racist against white people because like he feels like have privilege. He also doesn't like other Koreans. And he's an older
Korean man.
Yeah. And he only wants white people to live in this building.
So rest in so police, weird. James Corner.
That's why he's very excited that the neighbors across the hall are going to be white as well.
Unbelievable. I've been one of your hosts. Fucking Leo.
Hell yeah, bro.
I don't fucking know anymore with this world. You can find me on fucking search MySpace. I don't know. See if I come up. I had a cool picture that, you know, made one of our friends, well, who we still talk to, Donna Frio, even.
LD!
Have this fucking conversation.
She's such a sweet little
peach. She's the best. What?
She dropped some celery.
Celery?
Yeah, I saw a video. On Instagram.
Yeah, that's really funny.
But I saw it because she hashtagged all the Ninja Turtles for some reason.
Oh, yeah, God, did. I love it. She made us that awesome game. Thank you, D. Yeah, you know, well, who cares? Next.
Who cares? I'm Josh. I'm on Twitter at Patton
underscore Josh. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Google me, Bing me, Yahoo me, AOL me, Ask Jeeves me. Just find me, you know? Wish me happy birthday through any of those
Pornhub
means.
You?
Yeah, definitely Pornhub me.
Yep.
Can I e-fucked you?
Angie's List me.
Yeah.
Twitter, Twitch me, Grindr me.
Yelp you.
Bumblebee me. All of them me. Or is it just Bumble? Bumble me.
It's just Bumble, yeah.
Bumble me. Please. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy birthday.
You just wish yourself a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to everyone else out there. You know?
Okay. Happy birthday, Josh.
Thanks, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to all the families and friends out there. Remember, while you're having a wonderful dinner, that a lot of people died because you're white.
Yeah. Hope you choke on it, whitey.
So stop being so fucking white and ignorant and pay respects to the people that used to live here.
Yeah, let me say happy birthday, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, wait.
And my name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on the internet at imbck.com or on Twitter at _BPCK. Happy Thanksgiving.
Jude's on the loose.
Jude's on the loose. Ladies and gentlemen, for episode... okay, this is sounding way more hectic than I appreciate it. For episode 57...
Jude's on the loose.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Happy Turkey Day. See you later.
cum dumpster.
Don't call me that on the air.